Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. We want to make sure you're kept in the loop with all the latest news relating to visual impairments. That's why this news section provides you with the latest news and updates you need to know about. We will also include VI tips every week to help those living with a VI live more independently. Story number 1. In this week's VI News, a blind man is marching the length of Britain to campaign about the lack of funding into sight loss research. Walking the length of the country, nearly 1,000 miles from Land's End to John O'Groats, would be a tough test for anyone. But for Julian Jackson, there's an added challenge. He can see none of the route because he's blind. The 55-year-old consultant and events organiser from Wiltshire is currently halfway through the 7-week challenge. The walk, so far through 10 counties, has been an extraordinary experience, says Julian, who's driven by frustration that too little is being done to prevent people losing their sight or to treat eye disease and restore sight. In the UK, around 2 million people are living with sight loss that has a significant impact on their daily life. By 2050, that number is expected to double to 4 million as the population gets older and levels of obesity and diabetes, which are strongly linked to eyesight problems, continue to rise. According to a 2014 study by UK Health Research Analysis, £22 million was spent on eye research, compared to £402 million on cancer and £138 million on cardiovascular disease. The government recommends that everyone has an eye test every 2 years, which includes checks for early signs of glaucoma and cataracts, which can be treated to prevent sight loss. If you have diabetes, eye checks should be more frequent, and for those over 40 with a direct family history of glaucoma, you should get a free eye test every year on the NHS. Now for story number 2. In other news, the International Glaucoma Association, otherwise known as the IGA, has issued a warning advising Muslim glaucoma patients not to stop taking eye drops during Ramadan. Ramadan takes place till the 14th of June, and stopping eye drop medication, even for a short period of time, can lead to permanent sight loss, the IGA has emphasised. The association issued the warning after observing that hospital reports and calls to its own helpline have indicated that some Muslims stop using eye drops during the month of fasting. This, it believes, is due to a view that taking eye drops will break their fast. The IGA adds that many of these patients subsequently stop using the drops completely as they do not perceive any changes to their sight. However, the association warns that vision does change and will not be apparent to individual until significant sight loss has occurred. The IGA is working with the Muslim Council of Britain to arrange awareness of this issue. And now for our VI Tip of the Week. This week's VI Tip of the Week will help you around the bathroom. Often, those living with a VI may find it difficult to distinguish between different devices and healthcare products in the bathroom. To distinguish between items in the bathroom, such as shower gel and shampoo, simply wrap a hair band or an elastic band around one of them to tell them apart. So, or place a set of numbers on products you'll associate with that number. Now, there's no danger of getting confused and spending extra time washing shower gel out of your hair.